Oh.
सहनाभुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। ॐ समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयम् नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मवेश्वरं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मवेश्वरम्।
We offer our homage to the great teacher Yamaraja and the equally great student Nachiketa. So we have seen so far that Nachiketa goes to Yamaraja, where Yamaraja offers him three boons. And the first one, Nachiketa chooses for his parent, for his father, that may my father know me and not be angry with me. The second boon he chooses for society, that please teach me the fire ritual that will guarantee that a person go to heaven. And he's choosing it not for himself, but for society, that people who wish to go to heaven and perform this ritual, may they benefit from that. And Yamaraja lists all the details of that ritual, that yajna, how many bricks, what kind of yajna shala, what mantras to be chanted, which devas to be propitiated. And all that he repeats verbatim, just with one recitation he repeats. So that shows the student's ability to pick up, the ability to study. And Yamaraja is very pleased and also gives him additional benefits, additional mantras and additional rituals to study. And then the third boon he asks, that I wish to know what happens after death. What happens after death means, is there any life after death? Is there not? What is the nature of that life and how to go beyond? That is kind of understood in that question, to go beyond this birth and death and to reach that final destination. That is Nachiketa's question, the third boon. And Yamaraja is at that moment, he says, he wants to test the student as to what. Test again is not that to put him down or reject him, but to see how much mumukshutvam, how much vairagya, all that he has. And also that if the student is not qualified, it's not that he has to be rejected or thrown out. The idea is that if the student does not meet these qualifications, that way if we don't have all the sadhan, chatushtaya and all that, then how to develop that? So the teacher gives us an opportunity to go back, do more sadhana, do more study and purify the mind with chanting, puja and so on. So that is where we are. So we'll do mantra number 21. Lata, you have this book?
Yes, I have.
Devairatrapi vichikitsitam pura.
Devairatrapi vichikitsitam pura.
Nahi suvyeyam anuresha dharmah.
Nahi suvyeyam anuresha dharmah.
Anyam varam nachiketo vrinishva.
Anyam varam nachiketo vrinishva.
Mamo parotsi ratimasri jainam.
Mamo parotsi ratimasri jainam.
Okay, we'll chant together. Devairatrapi vichikitsitam pura. Nahi suvijneyam anuresha dharmaha. अन्यं वरं नचिकेतो वृणीष्व मामोपरोत्सीरति मा सृजैनम्. सो यमराज टेल्स हिम दैट व्हाट यू हैव आस्क्ड दैट द नॉलेज ऑफ आफ्टर डेथ एंड हाउ टू गो बियॉन्ड इवन फॉर द देवस अपि इवन देव अपि अत्र इन दिस फील्ड इन दिस नॉलेज विच ही कीत्सितम् इवन फॉर लॉन्ग टाइम द देवस हैव doubts about this. And nahi suvigneyam anuresha dharma. And now indeed it is not easy. Suvigneyam, and it is not easy to know why anuresha dharma. So this principle, this teaching is anu. It's very subtle. Anyam varam nachiketo vrinishwa. Pick up another boon. Anyam varam o nachiketa vrinishwa. Choose another boon instead of this. And ma mo parotsi. Do not press me. Do not insist upon this boon. Ati srija. Give up enam. Give up this boon of yours and choose something else. So as we said, he is testing the student. And we will see in the subsequent mantras, he will check the students' mumukshutvam, vairagnyam, all that. And the point is that one should be very sincere in one's pursuit. And he is telling him that this knowledge is very difficult even for the gods to know. And we can see in Kain Upanishad, we saw that where Agni Devta and Vayu Devta, even though they approach the highest truth, they are not able to understand it. And the Devas have a long life and have a lot of opportunity to study, and they have, they are living in a very sattvic atmosphere. But even for them, this is very difficult. Secondly, he says, this is not easy to know. It is very subtle. The knowledge is not very simple. And I may tell you, but you may not get it. And if you don't get it, then you have wasted your third boon. So the teacher wants to know that the teacher A, student A, is sincere and is willing to put all his effort to get this knowledge. So how to study with a teacher is a very powerful story. He says, Tapovan Maharaj, you know, Gurudev was with Tapovan Maharaj, and he used to have maybe 3, 4, 5 students. And so they were all sitting, and Tapovan Maharaj was teaching. And it was a hut, you know, and there was a door to the hut. They were sitting inside the hut because it was cold outside. And at the door, a cat passed. And so one of the students turned to look at the cat, got distracted, and Tapovan Maharaj was speaking. So Tapovan Maharaj immediately says, okay, you are more interested in the cat than in Vedanta. There will be no classes for 3 months. So for 3 months, all the students did not get a single class. They had to sit and just develop their sadhana chatushtaya, do more sadhana. So that is how one should study. One should approach a teacher, not get easily distracted. And he is checking Nachiketa's maturity. It's not that he doesn't want to teach. In fact, the teacher is very anxious. May some student come to me who will be willing to learn this knowledge. But if that Until that happens, the teacher waits. And so here we see the temptations that the teacher is offering.
So he's telling him to ask for
them. Yeah, he's asking him, tell him to ask for a third boon, a different boon, because he doesn't want him to waste his last boon. Number 22, next. Pallavi, do you have this book? You can unmute, please. देवैरत्रापि विचिकित्सितं किल
देवैरत्रापि विचिकित्सं तिल
त्वं च मृत्यो यन्न सुविज्ञेयमाथ
त्वं च मृत्यो यन्न सुविज्ञेयमाथ
वक्ता चास्य त्वादृगन्यो न लभ्यः
व्यक्ता चास्य त्वादृगन्यो न लभ्यः
एतस्य
नान्यो वरस्तुल्य एतस्य कश्चित्
वी कैन ऑल चैंट टुगेदर देवैरत्रापि विचिकित्सितं किल त्वं च मृत्यो यन्न सुविज्ञेयमाथ वक्ता चास्य त्वादृगण्यो न लभ्यः नान्यो वरस्तुल्य एतस्य कश्चित् ब्यूटिफुल आंसर नचिकेता गिव्स ही डजंट इवन हेसिटेट फॉर अ मोमेंट ही सेज देवैर अत्र अपि इवन द देवास अत्र मीन्स हियर इन दिस सिचुएशन इवन द देवास विचिकित्सितम विचिकित्सितम मीन्स दे हैव अ डाउट And kill, and that is indeed. If even the killer means even the devatas indeed have a doubt on this matter, and tvam cha mrityo yanna suvigneyam atha 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 means you are saying that oh tvam oh mrityo it is said by you yatna suvigneyam it is not easy to understand to know that. If that is the case, then he says, Vakta cha asya tvadrig anyo na labhya. Vakta cha asya. Of this knowledge, Vakta means a speaker, a teacher. Tvadrig, like you, anya na labhya. There cannot be another teacher like you. How can I find a better teacher than you? No one else than you. And so I'm so fortunate that I have this wonderful teacher because A, the knowledge the devatas don't have. B, it's very subtle. So that is, I am so blessed to have you as a teacher. How can I find a better teacher than you? So nanyah vara tulya etasya kaschit. There is na kaschit. There is no other vara, no other boon. Tulya etasya, equal to this boon. So this is the best opportunity I have. I have the best teacher. And the best, you know, opportunity to learn this very subtle knowledge. So as we said, the knowledge is very rare and even gods cannot know it. So this is something I must know, I must gain. And why? Because I have a live teacher. See, people say, oh, I can study from books. But if you have a live teacher who is able to convey this knowledge, what better can it be? Otherwise, I could have, you know, maybe read some books. But now I have a teacher right in front of me. And this is the best boon. Because in this boon, I will gain Atman. I will gain the self. That is my purpose. That is my goal. I will get something which is not finite. And it is not easy for people to get. It's like in the olden days, you know, MBA was so rare, you know, very few people had it. But after a while, we find every Tom, Dick and Harry has MBA. Then it's not worth because that doesn't guarantee you a job. So similarly, something which is rare is worth getting, like the coal. There's plenty of coal, right, in the world. There's thousands and thousands of tons. But the coal, when it is compressed for thousands of years and becomes a diamond, now that diamond is very rare. And that is precious. Everybody wants a diamond. If you give somebody a lump of coal, you know, what is this? But if you give a lady a diamond, okay, yeah, now this is some worthwhile gift. So same way here, this is a worthwhile boon to get, that which is special.
Other boon will give temporary.
Yeah, that will come too. So number 23. Sharad, you have this book? Shatayushav putra pautran vrinishva.
शतायुषौ पुत्र पौत्रान् वृणीष
बहून् पशून् हस्ति हिरण्यमश्वान्
बहून् पशून् हस्ति हिरण्यम् अश्वान्
भूमेर्महद् आयतनं वृणीष्व
भूमेर्महद् आयतनं वृणीष्व
स्वयं च जीव शरदो यावदिच्छसि
Swayam cha jiva sharado yavadi chasi.
Together, शतायुषः पुत्र पौत्रान् वृणीष्व बहून् पशून् हस्ति हिरण्यमश्वान् भूमेर्महदायतनं वृणीष्व स्वयं च जीव शरदो यावदिच्छसि. सो नाउ Yamraj is increasing the stakes, you know, giving him more and more. So to tempt him, he says, Shatayusha Putra Pautran Vrinishwa. Vrinishwa means choose what? Putra Pautran, children and grandchildren who will live, Shatayusha, who will live for 100 years. So you will have the family around you, the children and grandchildren will live for 100 years. Okay, then he says, so means family, you will have as much as you want. And bahun pashun, and lot of animals, because in those days, animals, cows, and they were, that was the wealth, cows, horses, and so on. Pashun hasti. Hasti means elephants. And hiranya means as much gold as you want, as much wealth as you want, and ashwan, horses. So as many animals, elephants, gold, horses, and okay, then how will I sustain, how will I take care of them? Bhumehe. Bhumehe means on the earth. Mahad ayatanam vrinishwa. Choose what? In this earth, ayatanam, a huge kingdom, a huge territory, it will be yours. And he says, okay, I have all that. I have children, grandchildren, wealth, property, and even name and fame. You know, I'll be the powerful. But maybe I may not live long to see my children and grandchildren. He says, Swayam cha jiva sharado yavad ichchasi. And for you yourself, Nachiketa, you can live jiva yavad sharada, as many autumns, means at many years, as many years, ichchasi, as many years as you wish to live, I will grant you that, boom, as long as you want to live. As long as you decide. So as we said, he's testing and tempting and giving that opportunity to Nachiketa not to enjoy, not only to have the boons, but to enjoy them and remain healthy. See, that is another thing. I may be too sick. I may be too old. He said, no, you will remain healthy. You will have all the benefits, wealth, family to enjoy the wealth with. You will have a large amount of land, lot of wealth, and you can live as long as you wish. So we see here that what Nachiketa is asking for is Brahma Vidya, what is real and what is unreal. And no matter what Yamraj says, Nachiketa is not tempted. In fact, Gurudev in his commentary says that when Yamraj is speaking, Nachiketa is looking out the window that I have no interest. Like sometimes a teacher talks and the student is looking out the window. That means he's not interested in learning. But here, Nachiketa has intense interest in Brahma Vidya, in knowing what is real, what is unreal, what is permanent, what is temporary, what will give me temporary joy, and what will give me the permanent bliss and satisfaction. And he says for that, it should be an intense desire, you know, tivra mumukshutvam. You know, there is manda, madhyama, and tivra. There is mild mumukshutvam. You know, okay, if I, while going along, if some teacher comes and tells me, then I will get it. That is mild mumukshutvam. Then madhyama is that, I want it maybe later in this life. Right now, you know, I have so many other things to do, but maybe after 65, 70, or yeah, I want it maybe. And the third one is, I want it right now itself. Person should have sleepless nights that why am I not getting this? That is how the mumukshutvam should be, that I am ready to give up everything to get it, and there is nothing else I want. So that is the true mumukshutvam, that is the true desire for this knowledge, and that's what one should have. That's what we should learn from Nachiketa, How and we'll see further this Nachiketa's Vairagya and Mumukshutvam. Kusum, you have this book?
Yes, I do.
Number 24. Etatulyam yadi manyase varam.
Etatulyam yadi manyase varam.
Vrinishva vrinishva vittam chirajivikam cha.
Runitva chittam chirajivikam cha.
Mahabhumau nachiketastvamedhi.
Mahabhumau nachiketastvamedhi.
Kamanam tvam kamabhajam karomi.
Kamanam tva kamabhajam karomi.
Together. Etatulyam yadi manyase varam vrinishva vittam chirajivikam cha mahabhumau nachiketastvamedhi kamanam tva kamabhajam karomi. So then he thinks that, you know, maybe Nachiketa has some other desires, what I have promised him. Maybe he has some additional desires which I have not mentioned. Etat tulyam yadi manyase varam. Okay, similar to this or even any additional desires, if you think that that is a boon you want, then choose it. I'll give it to you. And I'll give you as much wealth as you want. And chirajivi kamcha, and you can live as long as you want. You'll have wealth as much as you want, life as long as you want, and any other desires that I may not have mentioned in this boon. If you have some additional desires, tell me. And then Mahabhumo, and in this huge earth, Nachiketa Twamedi, you will rule over this earth. Oh Nachiketa, you will rule over the world. And kamanam tva kama bhajam karomi. And if you have any other desires, anything else, I will make sure you enjoy those. So he's increasing the stakes, giving him more and more. And we see that Yamaraj is giving him 100% guaranteed boon. It is not ke, oh, maybe I not. No, he says, I guarantee you, I can give you. Why? Because I'm a Satya Sankalpa. Yamaraj says, I am one who has true Sankalpa, Sankalpa means once you have made that wish, if you come to me, I can fulfill it. And you know, like in our case, you know, when we go to a teacher, then we are asking, can I get some siddhis? Can I read people's mind? Or can I do this? Or can I do that? Or can I, you know, predict the future? So these are the kind of things we ask. Or we ask, you know, things for us, for our family. So we should think that, if I was offered this knowledge, all these boons, all this wealth, would we choose it or would we go for Brahma Vidya? Now we have heard this, we are doing Kathopanishad and we have heard Nachiketa, so we'll say, of course, Brahma Vidya. But really, honestly, if somebody gives all this guaranteed and then Brahma Vidya may or may not get, then what will we choose? So that is what it is, that one should have absolute clarity that that is what I want and nothing else, and no other temptation should divert us, should disturb us, and that alone I should ask for. So that is what he's saying. And again, as Gurudev said in his commentary, it is not that if you don't get this knowledge, then you are condemned forever. The idea is that even if you don't get this knowledge, you have opportunity to improve. You have this lifetime and, you know, if not, even other lifetime. So the idea is that I should purify my mind as much as possible, get clarity of knowledge. So purity of heart and clarity of knowledge, wisdom, so that my heart and my brain, my thinking, intellect and mind both should be in this direction. And once my heart is purified, once I have removed kama, krodha, lobha, moha, all the negativities, once my knowledge is clear, has improved, then I can again go to the teacher. Okay, now I am ready for this knowledge. So now in the next mantra, now he's again going even higher, not only on this earth, but from heaven, all heavenly gifts he is giving. Moini auntie, you have this number 25? You can unmute, please. You can unmute? No? Okay. Varsha Ben, you have this? Number 25. Ye ye kama durlabha martya loke.
Ye ye kama durlabha martya loke.
Sarvan kama chandat prarthayasva.
Sarvan kama chandat prarthayasva.
Ima rama saratha saturya.
Ima rama saratha saturya.
Nahi drisha lambaniya manushyaihi.
Nahi drishalambaniya manushyehi.
Abhirmat pratabhif paricharayasva.
Abhirmat pratabhi paricharayasva.
Nachiketo maranam manuprakshihi.
Nachiketo maranam manuprakshihi.
Okay, so he says, okay, now things on this earth you don't want, right? Okay. Then there are desires, ye ye kama, which are durlabha martya loke. Martya loke means in this world of mortality, this earth, this our human birth. There are certain desires that are not available on this earth, in this mrityu lok. Sarvan kamash chandatav prarthayasya. Whatever desires, not only of this earth, but also of the heavens, chandata, you, whatever you wish, you ask. Prarthaya. Okay, you don't want earthly things, they are not good enough for you. I'll give you heavenly pleasures. And what are they? I'll give you all these apsaras, all the great apsaras of heaven, ima ramaha, all these beautiful apsaras of heaven, saratha, who are riding chariots with that beautiful golden chariots, they will come, and saturya, and they are playing musical instruments. So these are beautiful dancing girls who have their own chariots, who have instruments, and there's a whole orchestra with them, gandharvas, all of them will be there. And nahi, indeed, idrisha, of this kind of boon or these kind of things, lambaniya manushyahi, human beings cannot get these. Human beings cannot enjoy all these apsaras and all these, gandharvas and celestial musicians and dancers on this earth. Only after death, if you go to heaven, then only you can enjoy. And then also it is short term, right? Heaven as long as we have. Until then, so he says, even for humans, this is not possible. And then Nachiketa said, yeah, but who will maintain these? Who is going to take care of all these apsaras? And how am I going to worry about them, take care of them? Where am I going to keep them? He says, Abhir Mat Pratabi, these have been given to you by me, and they are here to serve you. Parichara yasva, and they have already been prepaid. It's like you get a prepaid card that you can cash whenever you want. So they are already prepaid by me. This is your third boon. So whatever, you don't have to do anything. They will come, they'll massage your feet, they will sing to you, they will dance, whatever entertainment, and you'll have the palaces, and you'll have all the gold, and you'll have all the family and everybody. So your life will be bogya, you know, your life is all set. What more you want? So, but you can have all these, but Nachiketa Maranam Ma Anuprakshi. But do not ask me about what happens after death. So he is even now saying, Nachiketa Maranam after death Ma Anuprakshi. Do not ask me. So as we said, these are, you know, amazing boons that he is giving him. And he says, compared to that, this, you know, what happens after death is not very important. Why do you want to worry about what happens after death? You have life on earth, enjoy your life. It's like asking, you know, a crow, does the crow have teeth and how many teeth? That's a useless question, right? It's not going to serve any purpose whether the crow has a teeth or not. So similarly, whether there is life after death or not is not important for you. You know, you are a human being, you are still young, you enjoy your indefinite life you want. So again, he wants to see the Nachiketa's viveka, viveka, vairagya, mumukshutvam. All of those Nachiketas he wants to see. Who else? Moini auntie, you can unmute. I saw that. You want to do that? Number 26. This number 26 is a very important shloka.
I won't be able to read because my throat is bad.
Oh, throat is bad. Okay. Saroj Ben, you can do it. Number 26. It's one of the very important shlokas. We should memorize it. Ambika, you have this also? Okay, so next one you can do after. Saroj Ben, you can do the next one.
Okay.
Number 26. Shobhava martyasya yadanta kaitat.
Shobhava martyasya yadanta kaitat.
Sarve indriyanam jarayanti tejaha.
Sarve indriyanam jayanti tejaha.
Api sarvam jivitam alpameva.
Api sarva jivitam alpameva.
Avaiva vahas tava nritya gite.
Avaiva vahas tava nritya gite.
All together. Shobhava martyasya yadanta kaitat. Sarve indriyanam jarayanti tejaha api sarvam jivitam alpameva tavaiva vaha stavan ritya gite. Actually, Swamiji's, I have heard them quote this particular mantra when they are teaching to show us that what is temporary and what is permanent and what one should choose. So very nicely, this is one of the very... It is said by Nachiketa. It's a beautiful mantra. And Swamiji's often will quote that, especially Sarvendriyanam Jarayanti Tejaha, the second line. And Shobhava Martyasya, these two things. So Shobhava, Shwa means tomorrow. Abhava means will not be there. So what will not be there tomorrow means which is temporary. That's why even in the 15th chapter, Bhagwan says, you know, Urdhva Moola Madha Shakham Ashwattham Prahuravyayam. So Ashwattham means that which will not be there tomorrow. So whatever will not be there tomorrow is temporary. No matter, okay, I give you these, you give me all these things, all these boons, all these gifts, all these chariots and all. Will they always be there with me? No. There will come a time when today I have it, tomorrow I won't. And what is the guarantee? Tomorrow can be even happen now or can happen after 10 years, 100 years. But ultimately, there will be a time when that tomorrow will come when I don't have it. So... Yeah, and antaka means you are the one who puts an end to everybody. You know, Yamaraja puts an end to all our life. So, Martyasya, of this mortal world, everything on this mortal world is shva abhava. Abhava means will not be, shva means tomorrow. Etat, whatever you are saying. Then the second line is sarvendriyanam. All the senses, jarayanti tejaha, the tejaha, the brilliance of all the senses withers away. With sense enjoyments, we'll talk about that. And api sarvam jivitam alpameva, even person says, okay, I live as long as I want. Ultimately, it will end, right? Alpam, eventually it will say, okay, now you have lived 500 years, 1,000 years, but now, okay, your life is ended. So at that time, my life is ends. Even no matter how long it is, ultimately it will be become short. It will get shortened, right? So that's why tava eva vaha, tava eva. You alone keep what? Vaha, all these vehicles, all these horses, and tava nritya gite, and all these dances and songs and everything you keep. They are yours, you keep it. I don't want them. So blunt he is. He just tells him, it is yours, you keep it. I don't want all these vehicles, dancers, singers, nothing. I only want that. So shva bhava, we said, it's a very powerful phrase. That means anything that is on this earth is shva abhava, shva bhava, will not be there tomorrow. So that one should get in our head, that no matter what I get, it is temporary. And all the joys of this world are also temporary. You know, like say you get a new technology, brand new computer, new iPhone. In 6 months, you know, you are very proud, and somebody, they come out with a later model, newer model, better features, better camera, and then they start advertising, and then you say, array, my computer is too slow. This one is so many, you know, whatever, megabytes per second and all that, all those new things. And I cannot, some of the latest software, I cannot download. So then you start worrying. Or even you have some glory like Miss World or Miss India or Miss Universe. You know, after 1 year, her title goes away. And then in a few years, her beauty will decline. She's not always going to be that same. You know, you have heard that, right? In the marriage, wife hopes that husband will change. Husband hopes wife will not change, and they are both disappointed. Wife hopes that I'll be able to change the husband. And the husband thinks my wife will never change. She will always remain young, beautiful, attractive, and they're both disappointed. They don't work. So here also, no matter how many things you have, and then also desires, they are endless. Guruji gives a very beautiful example. He says it's like a tissue box. You pull out one tissue and the second one is ready. Then you pull out the second, third one is ready. So same way in worldly desires, you fulfill one desire and second one is ready. And then the third one is ready. I have this, but I don't have that. Don't have that. So the desires keep on multiplying. There is no end. So, you know, so how many desires are you going to fulfill on this earth? They are endless, you know, the things you can desire. So, and if your life, if you end up this life, die with strong desires, vasanas, then you will take a birth and again to fulfill those vasanas. And so that's why they say reduce desires, reduce the vasanas. And then we said that you are Kala, you are time, O Yamaraja. So no matter how much life we have, ultimately it will end. Even Brahmaji, you know, whose life is how many? 4.2 million years. Even that ends at one stage, it will end. It's not going to be millions or billions of years. Ultimately it will end. And then he says this enjoyment, sarvendriyanam jaranti, jarayanti tejaha. We see that when you over enjoy things, over indulge, it weakens your senses. You know, too much eating, too much drinking, too much partying, travel, you know, too much sense, indulging in all kind of sensual pleasures, your senses become weak, your body becomes weak, the teja, the brilliance of the eyes go down, your senses become dull because it is fatigued. You know, it is fatigued. That is number one. So that's why they say you want bhoga or yoga. Bhoga means enjoyment, yoga means connect with the higher. So if you choose bhoga, then you become a bhogi, and then bhogi becomes rogi. So one who overindulges will get all kinds of illnesses, all kinds of problems. So they say overindulgence, one should be careful. Secondly, if you want to enjoy too much pleasures, too much enjoyments, you have to earn money and have a lot of money. And then that money often is accumulated by dishonest means, you know, by violating dharma. Of course, Nachiketa had the boon from Yamaraja, but we don't have that boon. So if I want to enjoy a lot, then I have to have a lot of money because my desires are endless. And then that money, if I don't get by dharmic way, I'll do by dishonest means. You know, to become very, very rich is not possible by strictly living an honest life. So then I do adharma. Then I have fear, you know, that, oh, will somebody find out? Will I get caught because I earn my money by dishonest means? Or if people have a lot of desires and they do some, you know, questionable wrong things to indulge them, then their opponents, say in the election, will find out, oh, this guy has this weakness. So they will exploit that. Either they will publicize that this person has done wrong and is enjoying the boons. Or what they will do is say, suppose now they want to get a contract from somebody. You know, they want to get a big contract. So the person who gives the contract, they will invite him to a party, you know, like in a fancy hotel or a resort. You know, let us go there, stay for a week, and they will give him all kinds of pleasures, you know, women and wine and drinks and alcohol and food and all. And then giving him those, they will get millions of dollars worth of contract. So that's what they are saying, that this these sense pleasures ultimately lead to downfall. And that's why he says that you keep these, because I know these ultimately, none of these is permanent. None of these will give me permanent joy. So the thing is, if my objective is moksha, if my objective is liberation, then that should be the clear goal of my life, that this is what I want, this is where I want to go. And nothing that takes me away from my path. So every action that I do, I should think before I do, will this take me on the highest path or will this take me away from? So anything that takes me away, I should avoid. So time, you know, money, all those things I should do. And it should be that everything should take me higher, take me upwards. If anything that takes me downward, I should avoid. So now he continues, Nachiketa, you see his clarity of thinking, how clear his thinking is. Now he has rejected this, but even he thinks even higher than this. So Ambika, now vittena tarpaniyo manushyah.
Navittena tarpaniyo manushyah.
Lapsyamahe vittamadrakshmachetva.
Lapsyamahe vittamadrakshmachetva.
Jivishyamo yavadishishyasitvam.
Jivishyamo yavadishishyasitvam.
Varastu me varaniya sa eva.
Varastu me varaniya sa eva.
Okay, together. Now, vittena tarpaniyo manushyah lapsyamahe vittamadrakshma chetva jivishyamo yavadishishyasitvam varastu me varaniya sa eva. So now he's going even higher, not only for himself, He says, na vittena tarpaniya manushya. Manushya means human being. Manushya means man, woman, human being. Na vittena tarpaniya, with wealth, is never satisfied. There's never say, I have enough. You say, I have 1 million, now I want 2 million. Now I have 2 million, I want 10 million, 50 million. I have one factory, I want two. I want this business, that business. I want to be the, you know, become multinational. My business should be in different countries. So there is never an end to wealth. Then he says, the second point, he says, lapsya mahe vittam adrakshma chetva. Lapsya mahe, we will get wealth. Why? Because we have seen you. We have seen you, therefore we'll definitely get wealth. So we'll translate what that means. But he says, jivishya maha, we will live how much? Yavad ishishyasitvam, as long as you are ruling, we will live that long. Ultimately, you are the ruler. You will decide how long we will live. So, varaha tu me varaniya sa eva, dasa eva. That alone boon I want, the third boon. Varaha tu me varaniya. That is the only boon that is worth pursuing. So, not only he says, I want, but that boon alone is the only thing worth pursuing in this world, nothing else. So, like we said, the wealth, first of all, one is never satisfied. Secondly, as Gurudev says in his commentary, no matter how much wealth you have, but once you die, can you take it with you? No, nothing will go with you. You have to leave everything here. So the wealth is only there as long as you have human birth. Then, secondly, he gives another beautiful kind of example. He says, argument. He says, I have come to see you, right? Yes, Yamaraj says, you have come to see me. Now, you are a householder. I am a brahmachari. You know, I am a Brahmin and I have come to your house. And you are a householder and I have, you know, stayed here with you. You will give me some dakshina, right? Before I go, you are not going to send me empty-handed. You know, I have come, Brahman has come to your house and you are a rich householder. Adrakshma, having seen you, definitely I will get wealth. So why should I, one which I already have, which I already am guaranteed to get, why should I waste my boon for that? And he says that anyway, life is temporary. You will decide for us how long we live. And my goal is permanent. I do not want this temporary boon. So that alone boon is worth pursuing. We have 10 minutes. Should we do one? We have two more left. We can't finish both. But we have 10 minutes, so the last two we can do next week. If anybody has any questions or comments, anything is not clear. Anybody wants to add anything or questions? Yeah, these are pretty standard things and kind of repeat. So if nobody has a question, I'll go ahead. If anybody has, please ask. No comments. Okay, Neeru, you can repeat the next one. Ajiryatam amrita nam upetya.
Ajiryatam amrita nam upetya.
Jivyan martya kvadastha prajanan.
Jivyan martya kvadastha prajanan.
Abhidhyayan varnarati pramodan.
Abhidhyayan varnarati pramodan.
Ati dirge jivite korameta.
Ati dirge jivite korameta.
Ajiryatam amritanam upetya jiryan martya kvadastha prajanan abhijayan varnarati pramodan Ati dirge jivite ko rameta. So now he's asking a question, and it's a very important question that he says, Ajiryatam Amritanam Upetya. Having approached the immortal, you know, the undecaying immortal truth, and having attained that, or not having attained, but having approached that, having come close to that, having that as my goal, then Jirian Martya Kvadastha Prajanan, and having come, you know, he has come to Yamaraj, and compared to this earth, of course, Yamaraj is immortal and undecaying, and the knowledge he has is immortal, undecaying, then who would want Jirian Martya Kvadastha Prajanan? Jirian, this decaying mortal life, which is the lower earth. On the earth, you see that the life is decaying. Everything is decaying day after day. You know, the earth, you know, birth, growth, you know, all this. So all that is there. And ultimately, everything will decay. Everything will die. So Prajanan, having known that the life on earth is temporary, this life that we are living, and we have an opportunity to know that which is immortal, undecaying, the Brahman, to know that. And Abhidhyayan, and having studied, understood that these pleasures, Pramodan, are pleasures of Varna, means beauty. Rati means love. So, you know, the enjoyment of beauty, enjoyment of love, all those things, they are temporary. And who will rejoice in this life? You know, that once you have seen the immortal, even if there is a long life, but which is temporary and the joys are temporary, who would be foolish enough to and ask for enjoyment of these temporary lives and give up this desire to be immortal? And we find that, you know, Gurudev in his commentary says, it's like when you are in a dream and you wake up from the dream, who would want to go back into the foolishness of the dream? Or you're living in darkness and then you come out into light, then would you want to go back into darkness? No. So that is what they are saying, that all these pleasures are temporary, and long life is also a problem. You know, once you are getting old, your body hurts, your back hurts, everything hurts, and all the illnesses come, high blood pressure, diabetes, prostate, this, that, everything, all those problems come. And then even if you get a lot of wisdom in old age, nobody wants it from you, right? Old, they say, oh, this person is old, you know, his knowledge is all outdated. You have a lot of wisdom, but there is no one to listen. In fact, people are waiting, kab jayega ye, you know, after some time they start counting. Now this person, is time for him to go, and why is he still living on the earth? Even in a job, you know, once you approach the later years, then people say, I wish he would retire and get out so we can get promotion. So, you know, these things, Guruji tells a funny story. He says there was this man who had tamaku, you know, used to chew tamaku, and so happened he ran out of chuna. Chuna is that white kind of liquid, and you know, you rub the tobacco with that white chuna and make it into a paste, and then put it under the inside of the cheek, and you enjoy that, you know. So he was enjoying that, and then one day he ran out of chuna. He had tobacco, and you know, the tobacco is an addiction like cigarette. I have to have. And that day God was pleased with him, and God appeared and says, what would you like? So he said, thoda chuna mil jata to. I wish I would get some. That was all he was thinking. So he says, you have to be, you know what you want, and you choose it. So same way, when we go to temple, what do we ask for? You don't ask for Bhagwan. You know, Bhagwan, I want you. VSO, may my son get a job. May my daughter get married. May I have my retirement, my 401k be good, my stock market should go up. That's all we ask Bhagwan. You know, they say when you go to temple, you say, Bhagwan, I'm coming to you because I want you. Everything else is unimportant. So one should know what to ask, because all these bhoga vilasa, all that will tire us ultimately. And they say, if you have extra time and money, use it to help others, to serve the world. With my money, I should help others. If I have time, if I have knowledge, I should use this for serving society. So that is the 28th, 29th. I can do it short. Kerry, you have this? Can you chant?
I did have a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
You know, I was thinking about how the West and the thinking, when there's a spiritual or any kind of a philosophical idea, it's always like the person who really does well is like that comes up with a new idea and something new, a new way of looking at it. And yet when you look at Sanatana Dharma, it's never new. It's always from the past. Anyway, just about old and new. Okay.
No, new, but ultimately the ultimate truth is only one, no matter how
that's
many,
right.
You may express the same idea in different ways, in different philosophies, but they are not true. They are all changing, you know, that once this was popular, then that becomes popular, then the other one goes out of fashion. But Sanatana Dharma never goes, even thousands
of years. No, it doesn't. None of the rishis, none of the sages, the gurus, it's all they always say, this is not from me. I didn't come up with this. Right. But if you look at like the best sellers in the Western world, it's always and you can always tell someone it's not really Satyam when they're saying, oh, right, this is new. This is, I came up with this all by myself. No.
And not only that, it is based on the Vedantic truths. You know, they take those ideas like power of now or the Wayne Dyer and all their Eckhart Tolle, all their teachings are based on Vedantic principles. Even this, I forget that, but a lot of these very popular things which that Marian Williamson teaches, that is all based on Vedanta, you know, miracle. Mm-hmm. What is that? Miracles of life or something.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Course in Miracles.
Yeah,
course
I know what you mean.
It is all Vedanta. If you study that Course in Miracles.
Course of Miracles, yeah, yeah.
It is all Vedanta. So everything is based on Vedanta.
Satyam is Satyam. Okay.
We have only one shloka. Can we wait 5 more minutes and finish it? That way we'll start the new valli next time. Okay. Yasmin nidam vichikit santi mrityo.
Yasmin nidam vichikit santi mrityo.
Yat samparaye mahati bruhi nastat.
Yat samparaye mahati bruhi nastat.
Yoyam varo gudam anupravishtaha.
Yoyam varo gudam anupravishtaha.
Nanyam tasmat nachiketa vrinite.
Nanyam tasman nachiketa vrinite.
So yasmin idam vichikit santi mrityo. Oh, death. That which about which people have doubts, yasmin idam, of this knowledge, vichikit santi, all humans have a doubt about, and that samparaye mahati, that great passing, how to go beyond this world of change, world of birth and death, mahati, that great knowledge, bruhi naha, please, oh, tell us this knowledge, oh, Yamaraja. And that is the boon, yoyam vara gudam anupravishta, that mysterious deep knowledge, that what I want, that is my boon. And na anyam tasmat, then that nothing else, nachiketa vrinite, nachiketa doesn't choose anything else. So he makes it very clear that I want that deep mysterious knowledge, which is gudham, which is hidden, which is mysterious, only a teacher can give. And even mentally, Gurudev says, one should not have the desire. You may physically say, I don't want it, but mentally, you know, the Bhagavan Sri Krishna says that one who physically gives up worldly joys, but mentally is brooding, he is a hypocrite. So that's what is said in the Bhagavad Gita. So he says, even mentally, I do not want. Now I'll just spend 5 minutes on, 2 minutes on. You see how Nachiketa has sadhan chatushtaya, everything he has. Vivek, yes, he has Vivek, he knows real and unreal. Vairagya, he has complete Vairagya. All the pleasures, nothing want. Then Shama Dama. Shama means control of the mind. He has full control over his mind, how he's able to repeat that second boon, you know, all the rituals. Dama, control of senses. He has complete control. You know, he doesn't want anything else. Then Uparati, withdrawal, the ability to withdraw from all these worldly things. Then Titiksha, how he was able to stay for 3 days, 3 nights without eating and drinking, and how he went through all the discomforts to come to Yamaraja. Shraddha, he has faith in the Guru. Samadhan, he has firm abidance in this knowledge. So all the shat sampatti he has, shama, dama, uparati, titiksha, shraddha, samadhan, and mumukshutvam. So all the sadhan chatushtaya we see in this little boy of 8 and 9 years old, and that is should be our great inspiration, that is what I want. And we'll see that in the next valli, the how pleased Yamaraja was to finally find a student, because teachers are waiting for good students to come. It's not that they don't want, they want to teach, but they want the appropriate student. And so we'll end Iti Kathakopanishadi Prathama Dhyaye Prathama Valli. So of this Kathopanishad, the first valli of the first chapter is completed. So we'll end here. I kind of went through these 8 or 9 shlokas, mantras, quickly, because it is a lot of repetition and it is pretty simple and straightforward. Now from next week, when the real teaching starts, then it will be more subtle thoughts and ideas will be there. So we'll do it next week. Thank you very much.
Can I ask you a quick question?
Sure.
I just wondered where the sadhana chatushtaya, who put, did Adi Shankara put that together?
I'm not sure. I think it's even more ancient than that, sadhana chatushtaya. It's much more ancient principle. I'm not sure who came up with that. Probably some rishi somewhere. But it's older than Shankaracharya ji, I think.
Oh, okay.
We can Google it. We can look it up.
Yeah.
Any other questions, comments? No? Okay, see you next week, and we'll start the teaching of the Upanishad. Starts from the Yamaraja's teaching, starts from Dvitiya Valli, the second section of the first chapter. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om. Thank you very much. Harihi Om.